Do you see any kitties, Troy, around here? I don't know. That's Paper Tiger Sue Thompson. My buddy Troy's on the line right here. Troy, you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I want to make sure you were. And sometimes I do the weather for Troy, and I always say a little quibble or a little comment. Well, he's the Troy I've been talking about. Troy, what you doing today?
Not much, Ollie.
Oh, gee, Stanley. Here's another fine mess you got me into in front of 25,000 people. But anyway, you've been my pal for a while. I refer to you as a best friend, and that's what you are.
And I certainly look forward to many, many years of that friendship.
Well, you got that, man, right in your pocket.
Even though I did get you in the doghouse a few times with Kim.
Yeah, tell me about it.
How about the wonder of you, for you and Kim?
We got some paybacks to settle, too, by the way, a little bit later on. But hey, the wonder of you want.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, seeing this is live, I can't get it right now, but we will certainly get it on for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Talk to you later, my
pal. Pleasure, man, and see you later.
Okay.
Okay, buddy.
Bye.
Right now, I'm going to put out a song for a person helping me in the studio. An impromptu helper that's here with me, Virginia Bauer, the infamous candy lady. And up to true form, she brought me a box of candy. She's always making candy and always getting involved in good things. And a little bit later on, we're going to talk about her latest good thing. Whoops. Later on, we'll talk about the latest good thing she's involved with. But right now, she always liked this song, and we're going to play it for her right now. Virginia Bauer, the candy lady. Come on over here one more time, would you please? She's pulling my tunes for me and an impromptu helper, and she's helping me out a great deal today. Here's the thing I've been reading about twice a day for you. It's Join Honey Radio in helping the Capuchin Soup Kitchen's Christmas for Kids benefit. New unwrapped toys are needed. Infants to 14. You may drop the toys off at three locations right now. That's the Arby's on Gratiot at Masonic and Roseville, the Big Boy Restaurant at 13 Mile at Hayes and Warren, and the Arby's on Ford Road between Middlebelt and Merriman in Garden City through December 15th. And for further information, you can call Virginia. She even gives her home phone number. It's area code 810-755-3158. Gee, I didn't leave much for you to say, Virginia. How is the toy drive going right now?
Really good. We need more toys, though. More toys.
So remember those locations. If you're in doubt, give them your phone number one more time, and she can fill you in on everything.
Area code 810-755-3158.
Okay, get some toys then for some needy kids, all right? We're going to put a tune on for Mike, who called in and said he'd really love to hear this song at 2:05. Well, I'm off a few minutes here, Mike, but here's your song anyway. Commander Cody.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Have
you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story is true. I'm here to say I was driving that Model A. It's got a Lincoln motor and it's really souped up. That Model A body makes it look like a pup. It's got 8 cylinders and uses them all. Got overdrive, just won't stall. With a 4-barrel carb and a dual exhaust, with 4 living gears you can really get lost. Got safety tubes, but I ain't scared. The brakes are good, tires fair. Pulled out of San Pedro late one night. The moon and the stars was shining bright. We was driving up Grapevine Hill, passing cars like they was standing still. Sudden, in a wink of an eye, a Cadillac sedan passed us by and said, boys, it's a mark for me. By then, the taillight was all you could see. Now, the fellas ribbed me for being behind, so I thought I'd make the Lincoln unwind. Took my foot off the gas, and man alive, I shoved it on down into overdrive. Wound it up to 110. My speedometer said that I hit top end. My foot was glued like lead to the floor. That's all there is, and there ain't no more. Boys all thought, lost my sense, and telephone poles looked like a picket fence. They said, slow down, I see spots, the lines on the road just look like dots. Took a corner, sideswiped the truck, crossed my fingers just for luck. My fenders was clicking the guardrail post, the guy beside me was white as a ghost. Smoke was coming from out of the back when I started to gain on that Cadillac. Knew it could catch him, I thought it could pass. Don't you know by then we'd be low on gas. We had flames coming from out of the side. Feel the tension, man, what a ride. I said, look out, boys, I got a license to fly. And that caddy pulled over and let us by. Now all of a sudden she started knocking him down. And the dip she started to rock. And I looked in the mirror, red light was blinking. The cops was after my hot rod Lincoln. They arrested me and they put me in jail and they called my pappy to throw my bail. He said, son, you're gonna drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Commander Cody and his lost planet airman right here at All Oldies with your bro Boogie Brian. She doesn't know I'm doing it, but I'm putting her on the air right now. You're on the air, Special K.
Oh, thanks a lot, honey.
Are you speechless or what?
No, not at all.
You put me on the spot going into my show there when I just started it and with a lump in my throat. But and we've had a lot of calls. What a sweet thing you did.
That's because I love you.
Well, I love you too, sweetie, and you know that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll be back to see you a little bit later on, okay?
I'm sure you will. I sure hope so.
All right, sweetheart, thanks. Stay on the line there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I'm here with PC Modem, the computer genius from CompUSA.
And, Bob, the holidays are almost here. You know what that means?
Yeah, that the holidays are almost here.
You're no dope.
Thank you.
But it also means that now's the perfect time to buy a computer. And for the biggest selection at low prices, there's just one place to go.
CompUSA?
Right, how'd you know?
Well, Herb here mentioned it in the snack room.
Hmm.
After you borrow that quarter, CompUSA has 0% interest and no payments for 6 months with no minimum purchase. So get a 30-pack of 3M high-density diskettes formatted for IBM. It's just $15.99 after $6 rebate. For more storage, how about the Jumbo 250 tape backup system from Colorado Memory? It's just $129.99. Or get the Backup 400 from American Power Conversion. It's a super battery backup that protects your system in event of brownouts or power outages.
You've put the computer back in Christmas, Herb. PC, I'm going to go to CompUSA for all my computer stuff this holiday.
CompUSA is the computer superstore. Oh,
dummy up. Herb's coming back.
Dummy up? Offer expires 12/11/94, subject to approval if not paid in full within 6 months of purchase. Finance charges assessed from purchase date. Variable APR of 21.55% as of 8/31/94. 50 cents minimum finance charge may apply. Call 1-800-COMP-USA.
Another smart solution from the U.S. Postal Service. Man is terribly, terribly busy. Has to mail 200 holiday cards. Doesn't have the time. Calls 1-800-STAMP-24. Charges order to his credit card. Stamps get delivered. Man mails cards. Resumes his incredibly hectic holiday schedule.
Yeah?
1-800-STAMP-24 from the U.S. Postal Service. We deliver convenience for you. The handling charge applies.
What's the first thing you'll want to do after Thanksgiving?
Watch football, take a nap. Just kidding. You'll want to go to Hudson's after Thanksgiving sale.
Right, where you'll be the first to save up to 40% throughout the store and an additional 25% off clearance items.
So it's the perfect time to start your holiday shopping with savings galore on Panasonic bread bakers, beautiful down comforters, Chicago cutlery sets, and thousands of other items all over the store.
Like fantastic selections of women's social dresses and winter coats.
An incredible assortment of men's cold weather and rugged footwear, and Levi's 560 red tab jeans for young men.
The selections are as large as your gift list is long. From the finest in home products to the latest in fashion, the best start for your holiday shopping and the biggest savings are at Hudson's after Thanksgiving sale.
And on top of the huge savings, you can defer your payments until February 1995 on purchases of $50 or more.
Get your holiday shopping off to the right start at Hudson's after Thanksgiving sale, now through Sunday.
And then take a nap.
No.
AJ's.
Hiya, Mike.
How you doing, buddy?
Hi, good.
Just wanted to call and, you know, tell you good luck and all that good stuff.
Thank you, pal.
I guess you heard what happened to the bar.
You're going to be reopening soon, aren't you?
I hope.
Okay, buddy. Well, our prayers are with you.
Well, I just wanted to tell you, Larry, and everyone else, I appreciate everything you guys did. Sorry I didn't call you during the week. It's been a hard thing for me, too, with the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And you got your things going on, too. And I just wanted to call and tell you guys I love you, and I appreciate everything you guys did for me.
Well, tell you what, we're going to play The Wonder of You, because Troy already requested it. That's going to be from you, too, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay, man.
Hey, I love you.
Well, we... from Troy, and of course, Mike at AJ's. Mike and Jerry always treated us like kings over there, and we sure enjoyed every time we went to AJ's, and so did everybody else. Those guys are tens. Mike, we will miss you, man. But we'll see you again. We'll see you again, I'm sure. And Troy boy,
see ya, Stanley.
If you're dashing through the malls and you're looking for great gifts, you'll be dashing over to Sears Brand Central and give AT&T to everybody on your list. Oh, boy. That's right, happy holiday shoppers. At Sears, you'll find the AT&T Portable Cellular Telephone 3620C featuring 140 minutes of battery talk time. It's a Sears exclusive, and they'll love it. So sing with me now. Give AT&T gifts to all your friends and save a lot of dough. Oh, for great AT&T gifts that'll make their day. Sears Brand Central, the only way to go. Oh, oh no.
I guess if you want to compromise and not live to be 75, that's your option. I'm not prepared to do that.
Why does retired local union president Gary Watson take the time to serve as a board member for one of the four Blue Care Network HMOs in Michigan?
You know, I've seen good health care there for my entire family, and I guess if you believe in something, then you don't have any problem spending some time supporting it. You know, my health is number one, so therefore I'm going to go where I can get quality health care. Nobody knows when they're going to get sick or where they might be when that happens. So I think having a Blue Care Network card gives us the security of knowing that somewhere we can get treated, almost anywhere we may be.
All four of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan's Blue Care Network HMOs have been recognized for quality.
My dad worked at GM, so I'm a Blue Care baby right from day one, and it's the only health care that I've ever had.
Blue Cross Blue Shield, Blue Care Network of Michigan, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Trying to get Virginia to do the weather, but she's so far declined. But Epp called me. Really liked that song I played. He started talking about what things were going on in 72. I don't know how he knows all those things. 1970, excuse me, because he's in his 70 Cadillac right now. Motown weather right now for Livonia, Monroe, and Almont. Mostly sunny today with a high of 48. Clear tonight, low 30, and cloudy tomorrow with a high of 45. And the outlook for Sunday, chance of rain or snow mix with a high of 45. Figure that one out. Currently right now in Motor City, we got 43 at All Oldies Honey Radio. The G-Clefs from 61 on that request line of love. This is Boogie.
Hi, Boogie. It's Jennifer Jones calling, long distance from Windsor.
Hi, Jennifer.
How you doing?
Fairly well.
Fairly well. I just want to tell you how tragic this is for all of us in concern. And I just can't believe this radio station is going off the air. I've listened to you for many, many years, and I wish all of you well.
Thank you very much.
I just have one request, and it's crazy. That's how I feel about the whole situation.
Crazy?
Crazy. By Patsy Cline?
Yeah.
Can you put that on?
We sure will, okay. And we thank people like you for being on the other end of the radio all these years.
Yes, very good. Take care of yourself.
We will.
Okay,
you
thank
too.
You. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. WHND. That's for Mary over there in Windsor. And while we're on that subject, I know we have a lot of listeners in Windsor through the years. A lot of people have called us from Windsor. I remember a few years back, I used to go to some car shows they had over there in Windsor at that A&W and enjoyed them a lot. I had a lot of friends over in Windsor. But let's not forget that we have listeners in other parts of Canada. In fact, Sarnia, Canada, just across the river there from Port Huron, ran into some great guys over... well, over at Woolly Bullies this last Wednesday. And see, I didn't forget about you guys. We're going to put a song on for, as he expressed himself, please send out this song to all the faithful listeners in the Sarnia area from Wayne Chapman. And a big thanks he puts there. This is The Secrets and Boy Next Door on a 63 on Honey Radio.
Next.
WHND, the boy next door. That's the secrets, and that's for their folks out there in Sarnia, from the folks out there in Sarnia. Well, look who strolled into the studio one more time here. You're on your 70 Cadillac, and I know you called me in like in that wonder of you. What were you doing back in, as you would say, in 70? Oh, wait a minute here. Hold on. Okay.
Back in 70. In fact, that song was recorded in February 1970. Mm-hmm. I had a sore throat. That's from the Live on Stage February 1970 album. I was there, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. I don't really want to say what I was doing there, because I'll give you a clue that I was there, but I don't want to go.
You sort of coincided, it would seem, a lot with the
lot
King.
A lot of correlations, so to speak, man.
One thing I wanted to ask you, and Keith is here too, you guys. I heard the stuff going on over the radio, and I came in here. All I want to know is, what in the heck's all this stuff all over the walls? Did you guys throw pizza around, or what was it? You know, did the boss get a little nuts, or what?
I guess I better.
What's that smell? What's happened to our studio, for heaven's sake?
It's Lucky had some haggis.
Haggis? You had that beer here again?
And haggis is a sheep stomach. That's what he had for Thanksgiving.
A little tripe there, huh?
And that's the smell. However, the walls. The boss kind of was a little upset at us.
I heard you had to pull him out physically. He's just taking this really hard.
The champ helped, and Chucky as well, yeah.
Well, it's all too bad. I guess they'll clean these walls up. Maybe they'll be tearing these walls down. I don't know. I think the studio's actually due to begin the demolition as soon as we're actually done here today at 5 o'clock.
But, oh, wonderful.
Look here, I just found a picture of Her Majesty. I'm cleaning up my locker here.
You got a picture of the Queen?
For goodness sake.
Her Majesty is saying hi to Charles de Gaulle. Yeah, that's a, as you say, fantastic.
Fantastic, that's wonderful, man, I tell you.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. And but the smell in here is actually unique. So, Red, do you have anything to do with this? What were you doing when all this crap was going on?
I brought some beer down here, Boogie, but I was trying to rest, and these guys wouldn't shut up, so I'm wide awake now.
That's some mean stuff, man.
You through the malls and you're looking for great gifts. You'll be dashing over to Sears Brand Central and give AT&T to everybody on your list. Oh, boy. That's right, happy holiday shoppers. At Sears, you'll find the AT&T Portable Cellular Telephone 3620C featuring 140 minutes of battery talk time. It's a Sears exclusive, and they'll love it. So sing with me now. Give AT&T gifts to all your friends and save a lot of dough. Oh, for great AT&T gifts that'll make their day. Sears Brand Central's the only way to go. Oh, no.
I guess if you want to compromise and not live to be 75, that's your option. I'm not prepared to do that.
Why does retired local union president Gary Watson take the time to serve as a board member for one of the four Blue Care Network HMOs in Michigan?
You know, I've seen good health care there for my entire family, and I guess if you believe in something, then you don't have any problem spending some time in supporting it. You know, my health is number one, so therefore I'm going to go where I can get quality health care. Nobody knows when they're going to get sick or where they might be when that happens. So I think having a Blue Care Network card gives us the security of knowing that somewhere we can get treated, almost anywhere we may be.
All four of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan's Blue Care Network HMOs have been recognized for quality.
My dad worked at GM, so I'm a Blue Care baby right from day one, and it's the only health care that I've ever had.
Blue Cross Blue Shield, Blue Care Network of Michigan, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association.
Welcome to What's Eating You, the call-in show for dissatisfied diners. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Vince from Rochester.
Hiya, Vince. What's eating you?
Well, I just had what they call a big breakfast at a fast food joint. Worst experience of my life.
Oh, come on, Vince. How bad can breakfast be,
First of all, I've seen shorter lines at an unemployment office.
Wow.
Then there were the counter people. I think I actually saw one of them move while I was there.
Okay, what about the food, Vince?
Small. Very, very small.
Well, was it any good?
I don't know. It fell in the cracks between my taste buds.
Well, you know, Vince, you should have gone to the Ram's Horn.
Ram's Horn.
You could have had their extra big breakfast. Uh-huh. Three eggs, any way you like them. Your choice of ham, bacon, or sausage, and toast, all for $1.99.
$1.99?
Mm-hmm. Only at Ram's Horn.
For three eggs.
Yep.
Ham, bacon, or sausage.
Your choice.
And toast.
You got it.
All right, what's the catch here?
No catch.
Come on, there's got to be
there's
a catch.
No catch.
I know there's a catch.
You want a catch?
Yeah.
All right. You have to be at least 7 feet tall, a citizen of Iceland, and fluent in 14 languages.
Would Pig Latin count as one of those languages?
Goodbye, Vince.
The extra big breakfast, $1.99 at the Ram's Horn, Monday through Friday, 5 to 11 a.m.
All right, on Honey Radio W. I almost said that like Lucky, didn't I? Jesus, catching. I'm sorry, Lucky, I'm sorry. Could we have him come in here and read this? Lucky McLeod's always been doing the weather forecast. Let's get him on to do a public service announcement. Ladies and gentlemen, Lucky.
He's got himself a degree in meteorology.
Here we go.
Yeah, from Telly. Telly.
The Carlton Community Club's Christmas Bazaar will be held
all right, man.
November 27th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the Carlton VFW Hall. For more information, call 313-654-2918. That's 313-654-2913.
Lucky, did
Community
you
Community information.
You even remembered that. That's right. Fantastic. That's, nope, that's great.
I think listen, he's been drinking. Like he's got a bottle of scotch hanging out of his kilt, man.
I was just going to say, Lucky, do you ever consider, do you ever like to want to go to some of these VFW things? People might even pay you $5 just to come in.
No interest in that there, Boogie. I was in the Highland Pipers or in Scotland.
The Highland Pipers?
Highland Pipers.
Some tells me it's nothing to do with airplanes.
There's no kinds of lodges for them over here.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, whatever you say, Lucky. I'll tell you. We got to take care of more requests. We got them pouring in here, more than we can ever take care of. So from 62, we go back with Gabriel and the Angels.
When things go wrong, this always happens to me. I never get no answers or sympathy. They just say,
life can feel that way, but it ain't all that bad. The Alley Cats, a little happiness into your life on this day in 63. Puddin' and Cane.
Puddin' and Cane, ask me again, I'll say the same. Puddin' and Cane, puddin' and Cane, ask me again, I'll say the same.
This is Jay. How you doing, buddy?
Jay, doing as good as can be expected.
Yeah, I called tell you I'm going to miss you guys.
Well, we're going to miss people like you, Jay.
Yeah, we're going to really miss you, buddy.
You got a song you want to hear? Or?
Yeah, if you could play Help Me, Rhonda, I'd really appreciate
it. Help Me, Rhonda.
Yep. Dedicate that to my sister, Rhonda.
Well, you got it.
Okay, I really appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks
really
for the call, Jay.
And the rest of the family there.
Thank you, pal.
Okay.
Okay, man.
Bye-bye.
Well, since you put me down, I bet I'm doing in my head. Come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. Oh, Rhonda, you look so fine, and I love what you take when it's time for you to help me, Rhonda, help me get her out of my heart. Oh, help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda. Oh, help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda. Oh, help me, Rhonda, help me, Rhonda.
Radio. Who's this?
Yeah, Boogie, this is Tim Machinsky.
Hi there.
How are you?
All right.
Oh, I was just going to tell you, well, I was going to say, I've been listening for 22 years since I was 12 years old.
22 years.
Yes, and then I got married 9 years ago in the car.
You're one of the backseat couples.
Yeah.
So, well, Honey Radio's been probably a good thing in your life,
in
huh?
My whole life. That's why it's really, really going to be sad.
Well, all we can say at this point is thank you for being there all those years.
Oh, yeah. It's the best station around.
Is there a last parting song you'd like to have on the radio?
Oh, yeah. I want to hear Gina Washington. Gina was a coward.
Well, I'll tell you what. You have it.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Comes to love, yeah, yeah, yeah. I spent a whole year in the jungle hunting wild game. I captured a gorilla barehanded, and really my jewelry was stained. But I'm a coward, yes, I'm a coward. When it comes to love, yeah, yeah, yeah. Just the thought of it, just one little kiss.
a girl getting into me and a beer in me. Rock, slow, shimmy, the shake. Woo, hey.
Honey Radio WHND, there's your song, girl. Gino is a coward. Gino Washington, thank you and all the others for your kind comments that have been pouring in throughout, really, since we first made the announcement. The switchboard's been nuts. We have hats off to Suzanne, who is the secretary for answering all the phones, the receptionist. She's been avalanched with calls from people ever since we first announced this thing about Honey Radio's demise. We thank you for all of your comments. Most of them, 99.9%, have been good. The few that have been bad have been aimed at the management. And I'd like to clear up one thing right now. The local management here is not at fault in any of this. I'd like to say the general manager of Honey Radio tried his best to save Honey Radio. And he was just outvoted and outdrew. So the local management's always been on our side. They wanted Honey Radio to stay on the air. The decisions were made far away from here. But, hey, they own it. They're the business. They can do what they want to. I mean, last October, when we went to satellite network for the morning and evening hours, we had to let go a few people. I know Ron T. was involved in that. And Rob Main was a very talented guy with all those voices. But at that very same time, in the newspaper, I noticed 50,000 people were let go from GM. So to put that into some perspective, we're not the only ones that are dealt some bad cards once in a while. I mean, it's tough enough to take this. I have nothing lined up personally yet. But you always look over your shoulder and there's somebody that's got it worse off than you. And that's what I remember in life. It's 2:49 right now in the Motor City.
Oh, it's you. Hello, my beer-drinking brothers and sisters. This is your friendly neighborhood Iceman. And I have a question. Why is it that when you're in the prime of your life, you've got to wake up and go to work? Hello? Is it me? Or is this not right? We should retire now while we're young and can enjoy it. Sure, we'll go to work in our golden years, but now we should be out there enjoying life to the rim with Miller Lite Ice. It's ice brewed right for more of what you want as far as taste and less of what you don't. Calories, that is. Do you get it? Well, what are you waiting for? A walker? Come on, let's crank it up. Miller Lite Ice. If you get it, get it.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
It's the holidays, and America's number one tire store, Sears, is having their biggest sale of the year. Because every tire, including all the best brands, are now on sale. All Goodyear, all Michelin, all Bridgestone, all BF Goodrich, all 5 to 30% off in sizes to fit your vehicle, including thousands of special order tires and sizes. And remember, Sears will not be undersold. See store for details. Don't miss this week's huge tire all on sale through Sunday at Sears, where wishes come home for the holidays.
Well, here we go, folks, with the top 10 reasons to give Michigan Lottery instant tickets as last-minute holiday gifts. Here we go. Number 10, unless you're an officer of the law, it's the only chance to give out tickets. Number 9, there's a lottery retailer on the way to your in-laws. Number 8, you won't offend your mother-in-law by getting the wrong size. Number 7, if your in-laws win, hey, you'll get it all back someday anyway.
Instant lottery tickets make great last-minute holiday gifts. There's even one called Holiday Cash. You can give $5, $10, or $20 in instant tickets and make everyone happy. And all instant tickets come with free gift cards, available at your lottery retailer.
And number 4, she'll never wear a body stocking. Number 3, you ate last year's fruitcake and can't give it back this year. Number 2, it gives Grandpa something else to scratch. And the number one reason to give instant lottery tickets and last-minute gifts, here we go, your lottery retailer's the only place still open.
Instant lottery tickets make great last-minute holiday gifts. The reasons why are countless.
Wow, thank you very much. As we look at that Motor City, whoops. Not yet, we got one more commercial due. Sorry.
Whatever happened to the neighborhood pharmacist? A professional who'd give you a caring smile and some trusted advice. There's one nearby at Valurite, America's neighborhood pharmacy. Caring, with great prices, too. Like this anniversary sale special, Village Naturals, 28-ounce bubble bath or 2 3.5-ounce glycerin bars. Your choice, just $2.29 at participating Valurite pharmacies. Check your yellow pages. Valurite, America's neighborhood pharmacy.
Thank you. Motor City weather forecast right now for Livonia, Monroe, and Warren. I don't know where Lucky is. I think he's out sniffing something. I don't know. Drinking. I don't know. What the heck's he up to? Listen, mostly sunny the remainder of today with a high of 48. Actually, a very nice day outside. Clear tonight, low 30. And cloudy tomorrow with a high of 45. The Sunday outlook, chance of rain with some snow mixed in there and a high of about 45. We are currently right now at 46 beautiful degrees at All Oldies Honey Radio.
To your darling from you. Pretty pencils to write I love you. Pretty paper, pretty ribbons of blue. Crowded streets, busy feet, hustle by him. Downtown shoppers, Christmas is nigh. There he sits, all alone on the sidewalk, hoping that you won't pass him by. Should you stop, better not. Much too busy. You're in a hurry. My, how time does fly. In the distance, the ringing of laughter. And in the midst of the laughter, he cries.
WHND. Come over here, Laura. Come on, you're not going to get away with it that easy. Laura came in here. Laura Crilly, who's been at a lot of the functions that I have emceed, just brought me a real beautiful white rose, and it was very touching what you said there. Do you want to read what you said there? I mean, hey.
Why not?
There you go.
Boogie, you're not just a sexy voice on the radio. You've become my friend and someone I look forward to seeing and talking to. Best of luck. You're honey fan forever, Laura.
Thanks, Laura, and that's beautiful of you to do that. Thank you very much. Thanks for everybody, man. You've been so great. Harry Radke sent a fax. He has been the official printer to the Honey Radio Racing Team for a long time. I remember he printed my wedding invitations a long way back. He prints the car club membership cards for no charge. He's just a great guy with a great big heart. And Harry Radke, thank you very much for being on the other side of the radio all these years. He wanted to hear this song, so you bet your bottom dollar it's going to be on for you.
California, where the orchids grow. California, and it's a pretty little girl that you used to know. California.
mess around with him, man. Harry's a bad guy, let me tell you. Right here at All Oldies Honey Radio, WHND. On the line is Lori. You there? Wait a minute. You're not coming through, though, for some reason. Say it again.
I'm here.
But not all there, right?
Yeah.
There you are. Okay, Lori, what do you want to tell us, girl?
I just wanted to thank Honey Radio and especially you, Boogie, for making the remembrance of my father very special.
Well, he was a very special man, and, of course, the guy we're referring to there is Ron Hodges. And what a special guy he was.
And I'd like to play, or hear, maybe, if you have it.
We have it.
I always made him play that for me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's remember your dad together, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling, sweetheart.
Thanks a lot.
Love you.
Love you, too.